Sean's time, so you have to welcome.
It's my turn?
It is your turn.
Okay, welcome back to Free People.
Sorry.
She said it was my turn.
I have to check my hat.
Is she already interrupted?
Is my hat okay? You have to tell me.
What would make your hat okay?
That it's not too high and that it's straight.
Okay, we're going to use this in the bloopers, and then you guys in the comments say whether or not her hat looked okay, if it was cool, if it was too high, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's my nostril.
It's pizza.
I have pizza on my nose. I love pizza. So that was our unorthodox open. My name is Felix, and this is Tanya, my wife, and welcome back to Free People, Free People. We are missing our co-host slash executive
just
producer.
Kidding.
Lion, he's out there in the tundra. That's what we call our area in our living room where he just crawls free range.
Free range is like a chicken.
Isn't it like
free rein?
Free rein. He's out there on the tundra, free rein, as lions should be. And he's naked. But I promised Tanya I would never let him know that he's naked, because that started a problem like a long, long time ago with this chick, Eve. Different story.
Mm-hmm. So on Friday, we had week 3 of Free People, Free People Social Night at Allies, and it was a lot of fun. We had a bunch of new people, some of the same faces as the previous weeks, and the topic was unity.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, we have a art space in downtown LA, and we open doors to the entire neighborhood, and if you are in the neighborhood, that includes you, to come hang out, snack and chat. We have a showcase where we kind of show one of our friend's skills, whether it be a film, spoken word, maybe some rap, some music, some singing, mm-hmm. some art, some pictures, some acting. There's nothing off limits. But we keep it clean. Like you said, last week was unity. It was super exciting considering we are all coming together to try and live a better life, create a better space for each other, create a better downtown, and let's just go for it all the way. Create a better world. We dream big around here.
So it was great to hear everybody's perspectives about unity. When you bring a word to the table, everybody has their own associations and life experiences that has informed that word. So it was really cool to get into people's minds and see what word brings up certain thoughts, feelings, perspectives, insights. Word play or word study is a really cool way to get people together. Also want to say thank you so much to Michelle for cooking. We had tacos.
Rice and bean tacos, ground beef tacos, fake Beyond Meat tacos, Beyond mm-hmm. Meat. If you know what I mean? Impossible if you eat.
So just a reminder, every Friday night at Allies, you can follow our socials as well to keep up with what we're doing on a Friday night. And we hope you come, and we hope you invite people as well.
Also, just a thought.
What?
For those of you who are not watching us on YouTube, the lion that we're referring to is our baby. And our baby interrupts every episode. That's the shriek. We don't do sacrifices on Free People, Free People. It's actually our child.
Yeah.
And we do not settle for less because we have a child. We think our child makes us more. So he's part of everything we do. And as much or as little as he wants to be involved in this, he will be. Now the question is, how much can we resist doing this with him distracting us and driving us crazy?
I think as parents, so often we stop ourselves from pursuing certain goals, or we just put them on a back burner because we have kids and we have a 9-month-old, so it's not like it's the easiest thing to be like, hey, let's stop this thing, let's stop this conversation, when we have so many other responsibilities and we're carrying the weight of parenthood. But what I've found in this parenting journey is that as long as you just bring him with you, you can do so much more. He's fitting into our lives. It's not like we have this life and then our child is very separate. Or our entire life is our child, even though he is our entire life. But it's great that we get to take him to places and include him in the projects that we're working on.
Yeah, so we just wanted to say that because it's not like we're not considerate of you guys who are just listening to us. We actually made an effort. Hopefully this week we sound a little bit better. We picked up some mics. Who's to say what correct podcasting or recording or television or entertainment should be?
Yeah.
Just because we watch movies in a certain way, or we watch television in a certain way, or we're used to talks or plays or performances or conversations being subdued or stoic or, you know, kind of cautious or overly cautious with the audio. If we're to say that our conversation exists with our child screeching, and whoever appreciates that, awesome. And whoever doesn't appreciate that, I apologize that we couldn't be of more value to you.
Like whenever you give a message or you preach, you always say, feel free to speak over me or to cheer me on, because we're from a Spanish household and we speak over each other.
Yeah.
And so it's almost like that is a metaphor for our podcast, that this podcast with Lion is like if you're in a Spanish house and people are just speaking over each other.
That's super funny.
We manage to hear each other.
Yeah, right? Anybody who shares in an open forum, you know how tough it is when it's just quiet. Whether it's even just a marketing presentation and there's just no reaction from the people you're presenting to, and you have no idea if people are even interested in what you're presenting. So the polar opposite of that is my house. And my house in Miami is everybody speaking at once, 10 to 50 people, and everybody absorbing every piece of information that's coming out of every single person's mouth, and they could probably repeat it exactly as it was delivered. So I'm not saying that's the best way to communicate, but in a live room with a bunch of people hooting and hollering and stirring you on and stirring you up, it's really exciting because I think it brings the energy to a new level.
What we want to do between Friday nights and these podcasts and these conversations is cross-pollinate the conversation. So we spoke about unity on Friday, and that this is a continuation of that word. This morning we did something I think a little unique, because we've vlogged before, but we've never recorded a morning routine. So we recorded our Sunday morning routine, which in this household on a Sunday is, I mean, it's always a little chaotic, but on a Sunday is very chaotic, because I never wake up early enough to do all the things that I want to do, but we just managed to figure it out, and we're not late for church.
So I wake up like probably like 2 a.m. and I pray for 4 hours. And then right around 6 a.m., my YouVersion Bible app goes off. And that reminds me that I always start with my face in the Word before my face gets in the phone. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is on the phone, but you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. That black mirror will mess you up unless the first thing you see when you look at your phone is a word from God.
You better tell him.
So I get into a scripture real quick before I get into all these platforms and social media and all that other stuff. But my wife, on the other hand, since she is a child of YouTube, she pitched to me, let's do this, what's it called again?
The
morning routine thing. And again, I apologize for all our just audio listeners. Please go over to our YouTube. We're going to insert here. And that will live by itself on YouTube. But now back to our audio.
You pray for 4 hours. I wake up to my child crying in general. And while he is like in the meditation of crying, I start praying. Mm. So I don't know if I'm praying that he's going to stop crying or I'm praying for my day. But it's some kind of like meditative morning chaos. Not every morning starts like that, but Sundays are always like that. And pretty much what we do on a Sunday, because we are followers of Jesus, we go to church. Our church is called Mosaic, and it is on Hollywood and La Brea. We've been there for probably somewhere between 8 to 9 years. And if you watched our previous episode, our previous conversation about our story, you would have heard about Mosaic already. I think a lot of the time when you see new parents, it's really easy to fall or to get comfortable with the fact that everybody will automatically give you an excuse because, hey, they're new parents. Hey, they have a baby. It's okay to not be on time or not actually consistently come to church or not consistently make the effort of showing up. People give you a lot of grace. And although that is a really cool thing to extend grace to new parents, because this is by far the hardest thing that we've ever done, and we've spoken previously, like, I think I said to someone, he's 50, I'm 30. So in our combined 80 years of life experience, this is still the hardest thing that we've ever done. And there was 1 week, we were late to church one time in these 9 months. We kind of had, I call it a come to Jesus moment, but a really tough conversation, because that is not the standard that we want for our family. And when it comes to unity, I think it has to take a lot of intention and a lot of effort to be unified in the kind of values and the example that we're going to make as a family. And something very practical, a practical illustration of that is, hey, we're going to go to church on time, and on time is early. You said it earlier. What did you say?
On time is late. Mm-hmm. Early is on time.
Yes.
And late is unacceptable.
Yeah, exactly. And when it comes to being part of a community, and especially for our church, we love the gathering and we love hearing the message and the worship, but the relationships are formed before the gathering and after the gathering. So even for us, there is every week I meet a new mom or new parents, and we get to hear a little bit about their journeys and learn from them. We'll just get encouraged by seeing like, oh, there's another new baby, and hey, they're showing up, they're young couples, they're doing it.
Yeah, and I think outside of a spiritual context, there's just a overarching spirit of flake.
Yes.
In today's day and age. Mm-hmm. And yes, a kid gives you an excuse. Did he die? Was that like the last call? Like a crit call. Like, I don't know. So accountability is so important. And if you're not going to hold yourself accountable, it's going to be really hard to hold somebody else accountable.
Yeah.
And when there's two of you, that's double the accountability. Because Lion, he just doesn't contribute anything. He has no self-respect. He has no value for how much we do for him.
Absolutely.
So right now he's exempt from this conversation. So we not only have to be responsible for ourselves, we have to up the ante and be responsible for him.
Yeah.
I traveled for many years with skateboarders and on my own. With a lot of harsh timelines, places I needed to be all over the world, times changing, that kind of stuff. And I learned to build in a buffer for everything that I'm doing, the amount of people I'm traveling with, whether it be a half hour for some, 45 minutes for another. I can't hold you to a standard that I'm not willing to keep. And we definitely can't hold him or anybody else that we want to hold to a standard of not being flaky, being on time, if we're not representing that ourselves.
Yeah.
And we've developed a language amongst ourselves where we're not calling each other out, but we're calling each other up.
Mm-hmm.
And when you call somebody up, you're calling them to the greatest that they can be.
Yeah.
And that shouldn't create any kind of division. That should also add to the unity.
Yeah.
Might feel a little rough at first, and especially depending on what your delivery is like. Because with her accent, she could be violent with me, and it still sounds so good. But me, and my Spanglish, and my East Coast, New York, Cuban, Miami, by way of San Diego, LA accent and delivery, just might not sound as sweet. Oh, you know what?
What?
I don't know if this thing was on. It was off the whole time. That's on. Hey, so we just found out that this thing has an on-off, see, that's off, and that's on. So the first half of this podcast, conversation, video, is not going to sound as good as hopefully this part. In the second part of this video, we'll find out if these mics that we've purchased actually work at all, because I just turned them on.
So I'm really curious if you could leave a comment or message us if you think the sound is better between the first half and the second half of what you've heard so far. Please let us know, because we're on this audio journey as well, and we're trying to improve week by week.
And we are fans of everything that we do.
Yes.
So the fact that we're like the executive producer, camera A, B, C, the editor, the sound guy, the creative direction, the graphics team, the marketing of this, all that stuff is just because not only do we love to create, we love people. If there's anything that we can do that can help you guys or bring some value to your lives, that's honestly why we're making this extra effort.
Yeah, it's gonna get better.
It's always gonna get better.
In this conversation about unity, I found a very practical application to what unity looks like in our household, or at least what we're working towards building. I spent the week, and I know it's like 2020 vision, we want to get everything right.
I have glasses and you have contacts.
We're both completely
blind. Starting at a deficit here, guys, so bear with us.
I think the majority of 2019 and some kind of delirium of figuring out how to keep a child alive for the last 9 months, we're finally at a place where I think we can be a little more selfish with our time. Not because Lion is still alive.
Well, that's a major plus that Lion is still alive. It is incredible.
I know I'm saying it in a joking way.
He is a complete experiment. I waited my entire life till it was almost too late to create a baby. Mm-hmm. And God bless him. He is so precious.
He's so cute.
We could go for hours online just like that. Because, I mean, did you see that picture I posted last week? Like the Nike thing? Like, just reminiscing on Lion's. We have basically been functioning at a deficit because he's put us in such a funk.
Yes.
In such a haze. But I don't think it's gotten easier. I think we're used to living in the mist.
This is something that I say to people that have lost somebody in their life, lost a parent, friend, or anything. And I think when it comes to any major life emotional trauma, even though Lion is not a trauma, but it's a life change. Your brain still processes these things in a very similar way. I always say that it doesn't get easier, but you get stronger.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what the first year of parenting looks like.
I can compare it to a hangover. Not that I've ever drank, but I hear that you're like kind of foggy after you drink. So I was calling it baby hangover or baby brain the whole last year. And like you said, I spent my time not praying for a line to get easier, but for God to make me stronger. And I think that's really what we have to do. We can't pray for easier life. We have to pray for more resiliency to live up to the life that God's calling us to. You gonna bring him over here naked?
He's not naked. I put some clothes on. Behind the scenes.
But hey, does he have like an e-cig right now? He's like smoking.
An e-cig? Oh, my eyeliner.
Are you vaping?
How did you find that?
God, my son is vaping already.
He has my eyeliner.
Oh my God, worse than vaping. My son is cross-dressing already.
Oh my gosh, let's not talk about cross-dressing. It's way too heated of a conversation.
Oh, that's right. I'm not allowed to. The alphabet people come get me.
So Lion just wants to say hi. Are you going to hang out with us as we talk?
Why do you look so grumpy, bro? Where are your sneaks?
Because he's just...
What happened to your hair?
When there's so many things happening in your life, you have to create structure, whether you like it or not. If you want to be successful, you have to have a plan.
You found unity while building a calendar for our family.
Yes.
As disruptive as our child is.
Yes, as disruptive as our child is, and sometimes I think from the outside looking in, it may look a little bit crazy because we have so many projects and so many things that we work on. There's nothing that we do without intention in our life.
That's beautiful.
And that is how I see unity within our household. That we may have many different projects like you skateboard and I do makeup. Those are things on different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, I think oftentimes people are quick to say, I can't.
Yeah.
But I think when you say, I can't, you should probably look at something that you can. Mm-hmm. And then step back and say, am I putting the same amount of energy into the I can't thing as I put into the I can thing? Mm-hmm. So sometimes what it is just reprioritizing what you're putting on the top shelf. That will take the majority of your energy and focus, and it might help you make that I can't into an I can. Yeah. So what you're helping us with that calendar is to take all this stuff that's just kind of like floating around and anchor it in a priority that services the entire family the best, but it's not just inward facing, it's actually outward focusing. So what we're going to do right now is to attempt the impossible, as you see. If that doesn't bring enough of a challenge, we are going to feed him on tape. Where is there such stimulating, like edge of your seat grabbing material, like a baby being fed?
Oh, for real. We break the spoon. I guess is why you get plastic spoons for babies.
Wow. Be right back. Hold on. I'm going to get some tape. Okay. DIY broken baby spoon. Zoom in, people, because I know this is just like incredible DIY material right here. And then if my son grows a third ear, can you relax? You got about as good a manners as your father. As good as new.
I think if you don't put things down on paper and you don't account for the time that you've been entrusted with, it's really easy just to get to the end of another year and be disappointed of why you didn't accomplish the goals that you wanted to. And so this year, I didn't want to set new resolutions, but I wanted to honor the goals that we already have. And I think we share a lot of giftings and we share a lot of common interests.
Speaking about our differences is funny, because if you opened up a puzzle box and all the pieces were the same, mm-hmm. you wouldn't be able to make the picture complete.
Yes.
So in our differences, uniting is actually what makes everything happen.
Yeah.
So the fact that you're taking the puzzle that is our lives and taking all the different pieces and putting them together mm-hmm. is exactly the essence of why we're getting these beautiful opportunities, like to be able to interact with people on a Friday night, to be able to create spaces for people during the week. I think it's a testament to your gift to be able to take all these moving components and make something beautiful out of it.
If you're somebody that has limited quote-unquote free time, your relationships have to be on purpose.
Well, I think one of the cool things about what we're creating is the fact that we weren't able to have 10 dinners with 10 couples last year, but we were able to create one space where more than 10 couples came and we all had dinner at one time. And I think that's something that speaks to using your time most efficiently and most intentionally. So unity is an interesting thing for me because I come from a skateboarding background and there's so much unity in skateboarding. There's a lot of division too because there's different styles of skateboarding, but there's so much unity. And when I first think back of when it hit me as kind of like, wow, we're like a really united front here, was in high school. Our lunchroom table where all the skaters sat was every different color, every different nationality, every different social economical status. And the one thing we shared in common, the one thing that united us, was the fact that we skateboarded. I think that's what a good church looks like. It looks like every social status, every color, and then on the bigger scheme of things, I think that's what heaven looks like. Heaven doesn't have an age limit, it doesn't weight shame. It doesn't judge you whether you're a 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10. Finding those little pockets of what creates unity, or creating those little pockets if you can't find them, is a beautiful thing. I don't think it takes a certain person to create a unifying moment. I think it takes a certain intention. Mm-hmm. I think everybody's available to bring people either closer together or to push them away. I'll give you an example about not pushing people away. We created a space to unite people on Friday night. Everybody spoke their mind and their opinion on unity. So now with new information, you can heal old wounds.
That's good.
That's funny. It's a crazy thing to think about. But if we're only working with this amount of information and we're dealing with this wound, we can only service it a certain way. Mm-hmm. But when we hear 30 plus perspectives, whether it be a joke, a funny story, a scripture, something that somebody quoted from a self-help talk or something, it gives you new ammo to be able to look back at what you were dealing with and process it through a new lens. The way I look at words now, because I'm so fascinated with them, is I first look at them and I try and dissect them. And like she exposed before, I'm 50 years old. So when I started skateboarding, it was probably like 40 years ago. And everything wasn't created. So it's working a totally different muscle every time you go out there to try and create something. It's also creating a moment of faith. Like, can this work? I think it can. And then you make an effort. When I see a word, I break it into pieces. And I look at the etymology of a word. And in unity, I see unite. I also then see it stuck inside community. And in community, I see the word commune. So all this is about bringing people together in what they have in common. Yeah. And now, because over the last 8 years, I've studied the scriptures so much, I take everything that I'm thinking about right to the scriptures. And a very interesting thing, if you don't know, when the scriptures were written, there was only about 8,000 words that existed in the language. And now there's probably more like 200,000 words. Mm-hmm. So if the scriptures were written today, they would be way more illustrated. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with how the scriptures are written, but when you see somebody expanding on a scripture, is because nowadays we have so many more tools to illustrate what we're reading mm-hmm. that it can actually bring something which is already alive into a bigger space, to where maybe people who can't see the nuances can see it through a more modern perspective. Mm-hmm. So short story long, in the scriptures, there's this verse in Proverbs, I believe 27, that says iron sharpens iron as one person sharpens another.
Yeah.
And one thing that we all have in common is we all have the element iron. So not only is iron strong, it's magnetic. And when we come together, we can create something stronger than we ever could apart.
Yeah.
So I'll keep talking while she keeps feeding. First week of Free People, Free People, our friend Harry shared his reel. But he also threw up his word for wordplay. And his word was ambivalence. Not to say that Harry's a party pooper or anything, but Harry, for real, ambivalence? I mean, I saw debt on the wall. Debt's not going to be too fun either. But next week, we're going to be speaking about ambivalence.
Yeah.
I don't know how fun of a podcast that's going to be, but you guys will have to tune back in to see what ambivalence is all about. You guys have any opinions on ambivalence, please leave it in the comments ASAP, because I'm going to take your guys' information and I'm going to put it in my conversation. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to take your guys' information and I'm going to use it on Friday and I'm going to give credit to whoever put it in the comments.
Amazing.
That's cool, right?
As soon
as we get this moving right here, we're going to share what's happening on site on Fridays with you guys on Wednesdays. And as soon as you guys get active on the comments, we're going to take your comments and we're going to bring them to the people that are gathering at Free People, Free People social nights here at Allies.
That's how you make a community.
And this crazy digital physical community is going to unite somehow because Free People, Free People.
I think we made it through the episode. If you guys have any thoughts on Fafa, let us finish.
This has hands down been the hardest episode of them all.
100% the hardest. So many interruptions. I think the coolest thing about this is that we're going to be as honest and as transparent as possible.
Well, there's a saying, real recognizes real. And I think it's pretty similar to Free People, Free People.
Yeah.
And whoever has a child knows how real it gets. So pray for us. Hopefully we'll be back next week.
Hopefully.
We're doing this every Wednesday on Spotify, iTunes, and YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And we are trying to be really focused and intentional about what is going on the YouTube is still interesting enough for the podcast and the audio listeners.
I think what would be really cool is an ongoing challenge for everybody that listens to us and watches our content to take the word that we're speaking during the week and have those conversations in your life, in your family, in your own home. So this week we spoke about unity. Take some time to talk to somebody in your life about unity and see what that conversation starts and what comes out of that conversation. It's a really cool way to be more intentional about the conversations that you're having with the people that you're entrusted with. So thank you so much for being a part of this week's conversation. Again, as usual, we leave all our socials in the descriptions and in the show notes. We will see you next week talking about ambivalence. We hope that you enjoy this conversation, and we're just so grateful for you guys.
Yeah, make sure you guys share this. Comment. We can't build this community on our own because then it's just us three, and us three is great, but with you guys it's much better.
So see you guys
soon.
Bye.
You won.
We made it.
You are the winner. You can be our sound guy.
It's a red.
Let me see. Hallelujah.
Your grandmama's.
What is that? You praying right now? You gonna pray a song?